from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because it is not just I, Rob Brown, your ever so handsome and humble radio host, but joining me back in the palatial Fan Upstate Studios, the guy that is in charge of this radio broadcast and every radio broadcast that is broadcasted. He, of course, is the great Milonzo on the ones and twos. What up, Zoe?
Hello. How are you today? Your room just looks beautiful.
It's not. It's like a tornado came through, but I just pushed it off to the sides because I wasn't expecting to be here today, but alas, here we are.
It's almost like how we started together, what, 4 years, three? I don't know, however long ago. This is how we began together. So it's nostalgic.
It is true. It is a hearkening back to the COVID times. That is correct. We of course were one of the first to jump on the live stream. You, of course, all of you used to repeatedly make fun of the, I thought, lovely works of art, the paintings that were hung in the old Casa de Love, but of course now in the new and improved and upgraded lab here at the new and improved and upgraded Casa de Love.
So you're talking about the paintings that came with the apartment and were like stuck on the wall and you couldn't pull them off, those paintings?
Not only, Lonzo, not only were those mine, and I'm very proud of them, my ships and beaches paintings, but since I've moved in with the better half, our hallway is now an homage. Those paintings are hung in the hallway now.
Okay, well, you put them in reserve for when you hit 40 and decide, you know what, these are awesome. Let's put these up instead of all these jerseys and everything that I have in here.
I mean, listen, I would be lying to tell you, I haven't always kind of wanted, like it is exceptional to have a bro cave, right? Like, it's very cool to have a bro cave. I say bro cave because anybody and everybody can be a bro, all right? My fiance's a bro, her best friend's a bro. Anybody and everybody can be a bro, and anybody who is a bro and wants to bro out is welcome in the bro cave. All right. The bro cave is family friendly. It's open to everybody. It is nice to have a very nice couch in front of a 65-inch big screen HD television with multiple other televisions scattered around the room on the walls and the computer and the studio setup. That's all well and good. But there also is a little part of me that wants one day to have like one of those old Mad Men style bro caves, you know, like leather couches and a globe, but it opens up and it's got a whiskey decanter inside of there, and like green wallpaper for no reason at all. Like I've always kind of wanted like a 1940 style old man ship paintings on the wall, leather couches, cigar smoke, like that kind of bro cave down the line.
We'd have to put subtitles.
I'm young.
Yeah, we'd have to put subtitles or whatever warnings if it's going to be smoke in there. Also, speaking of smoke, do you have your smoking jacket picked out for when that period of your life hits?
I actually used to have, and I don't have it now. And I actually can't even tell you when the last time I thought about it was. I actually used to have a very, very nice tweed smoking jacket. Even had the patches on the elbows, you know, like I'm an archaeology and history professor at some college and or university in the 1930s. Like I used to have one. I have no idea where it is now. I'm glad you brought that up. Now I got to go look.
Well, it's good to be prepared. I mean, because when that period of your life hits, you're already taken care of. Of course, if that were to happen, your portion of the show would have to be in black and white, which I think we can make happen. I'm not sure.
We probably figured out. We got a lot to get to today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot to talk about. A lot we need to jump into, of course, as we mentioned just a minute ago. Competitive college football starts up this weekend. It is week zero. Really just one game. I don't want to say one game that matters, because there is a top 10 matchup. And to me, we've gone back and forth about this Florida State Dublin game against Georgia Tech. I am obviously excited about it because I'll just take football at this point. Just give me football that matters. I hit the point yesterday evening as I sat down to watch our New Orleans Saints take on the San Francisco 49ers in a preseason contest last night. About midway through the third quarter, Lonzo, as I sat in the Bro Cave and watched that game, I think I hit the point where I came to the realization that preseason football is like it was fun. It was a nice little appetizer, right? Like it was a good little quenching of the thirst. But it was like being parched and getting like a shot glass full of water. Does it help? Yeah, I mean it staves off the discomfort for a little while.
You didn't feel that way after watching whatever that was that the Carolina Panthers did?
You know, we need to talk about the Carolina Panthers in that game, because here's where I landed.
It's a tale of two preseason, by the way. I just want to throw this in. You see that, and you see Kansas City and all their starters, and the behind-the-back pass, which was amazing, and how much fun the starters are having, and then we see what Carolina is doing, and I, frankly, am very worried.
I am. And I'm glad you brought this up because we are going to get into the Carolina Panther preseason game against the New York Jets that went down on Saturday, because there are a lot of people in that boat with you, Zo, that are concerned, that are worried that after what they saw Saturday, that maybe the estimations of where this team was going to be weren't quite there. And I am going to say, I'm not as concerned. Did it look great? No. But sincere question. In preseason game number two, in year number one of Dave Canales, in a game where, and I will say, I do have one question, which is, does Bryce Young not need reps? Does he not need reps? Like I get that you don't want to get the guy banged up. And one of the biggest issues so far with this preseason is that your offensive line has not been, it's been patchwork so far. There's a lot of injuries across the offensive line, and that's been a problem. But even if that is the case, you don't have either of your Pro Bowl guards. You've got guys rotating in and out at center and tackle. I understand it. But, like, don't you kind of need to get the guy some reps? Even if you got him in there just doing, you know, a bunch of handoffs. You got him doing quarterback the way that Lonzo feels Cade Klubnik does quarterback. Just handoff, 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 and then the occasional pop pass. Does he not need the reps? But Dave Canales said, nope, he doesn't need the reps. We're going to give him some time on the bench. We're not going to throw him out there behind the hodgepodge offensive line. There is one name that I think is established that they're not in the right spot, and that is Jack Plummer. Plummer just didn't look good. Luton comes in at the end of the game, looks better than Plummer did, looks more consistent, looks more polished than Plummer did. And I think at this point, your QB3 spot is pretty much wrapped up. Andy Dalton is still QB2. He's not going anywhere. But the fact that you threw those guys out there and had a QB3 and 4 competition instead of getting BY some reps, I am a little confused by that. I didn't understand that.
To some people, I would be one. It almost looks like you're hiding them. And here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers sitting out. I get that established. Won the Super Bowl coming off of injury. I get him sitting out preseason. But you're a brand new coach, and this is the second year, whether Rob wants to admit it or not, the second year for Bryce Young. You got to put him out there a little bit. One series. Something. That's what I was saying Friday going into the game. I just want to see him a little bit. Because now, even if there was a glint of hope as a Panther fan, you got to be worried like, oh, no. How bad is this that you can't put him out there for a series or two?
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I also argue a couple of other things. I think until he's not anymore, like I said, you kind of have to treat, and this does come, I'm not even making the joke here. I think a part of it does come from the fact that he is an undersized cat. Okay, he just is. Like, I can sit here and try to defend him from the short jokes all day, but at the end of the day, he's an undersized guy. And if you've got a banged up, mismatched, hodgepodge offensive line, to send that guy out there behind an offensive line that ain't offensive line numero uno, I think you're running a pretty big risk at that point. And I had a friend yesterday who said something to the effect of, so what happens in the regular season? What happens if you lose a starting guard in week two? Do you pull Bryce Young for the right? No, but the regular season counts. And I do think there maybe does come a point if Bryce Young is performing, right? If he's going out there and he's dropping dots and he's conducting and orchestrating the offense the way you want him to. If you get to a point where Carolina is eliminated from postseason contention in, let's say, week 10, week 11, week 12 of the season, that I think there is a point down the line where you go, okay, it's not worth him playing anymore. Because yes, we want to win games, but also we got a lot wrapped up in this guy. And if he proves he is the guy, then I think at that point, you do got to protect him a little bit. You do got to take care of him a little bit. You do got to let him get and stay comfortable where he is. So I will simply say I understood it. I got it. It made sense. Did I want to see BY get some reps? Yes. Here's the question, and I think you asked a very fair question, Lonzo, and that question, of course, was, are you hiding him? Is BY being hidden right now? And the answer may very well be yes. But I do think that there is a follow-up question that has to be asked. And I think that follow-up question is, are you hiding him, ... and from what? Right? And from what? Are you hiding him from himself? Are you hiding him from the fans? Are you hiding him from a Jets defense, which is very, very good? Are you hiding him from the fact that you don't have any healthy offensive linemen and you're playing behind a hodgepodge set, pardon me, of O-linemen? Like, you may very well be correct, Lonzo, and they are indeed hiding Bryce Young. But I think we then have to ask the next question, which is, if you are hiding Bryce Young, what are you hiding him from? Are you hiding him from going out there and being embarrassing? Are you hiding him out there because he's not ready? Are you hiding him out there because you don't want to risk him getting blown up behind a bad offensive line? Are you hiding him out there because the Jets' defense is really good and no matter what offensive line you have, you don't think he's going to be able to get anything done? What are you hiding him from if you are indeed hiding him? And I think the Lonzo, the silver lining optimistic view of that is you were hiding him from a bad offensive line in the face of a good and deep defense. I think that's what, if you're a Panther fan searching for a silver lining, I think you are simply hoping that this was Canales going, we're not going to throw the guy to the wolves when we don't have the horses across the OL to protect him.
So are they going to be there at the start of the season? The offensive line is going to be completely healthy at the start of the season.
I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, again, I think we know that some of the injuries to guys like Lewis are more short term injuries. They're more bangs and bruises, but you don't want to throw a guy out. There's no sense in throwing a guy out there in the preseason. There's no sense in throwing a guy out there in a game that doesn't matter against the New York Jets and a game you don't get credit for winning or losing and not giving him every single second of rehab and whatnot to get ready for week one. My understanding is that the offensive line will be healthy for week one. And if that's the first time we see Bryce Young and that's what it takes to keep him safe, so be it.
All right, sitting here on the Monday morning, two preseason games for the Panthers have happened already. I'd be feeling different if Andy Dalton was playing, because then we'd actually see an actual NFL quarterback playing in that system and see what it looks like. And right now we're not seeing that. And that just makes any hopes of at least doing better than last year go down the drain when you see who's back there right now and how the offense is running. And it just is not good.
So there's another discussion to be had, and that is the offense itself. I'm actually really excited to get to Thursday and have Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast on to talk to him about it. Because I got to tell you, I'm not unhappy with the schemes I'm seeing out of Dave Canales. I'm not unhappy with the schemes I'm seeing out of the offense right now. My question mark is this the offense that we're going to see in entirely, or is this the offense we're going to see scaled back to not show anything because it was week two of the preseason? Dave Canales has said a number of times, and I don't know. I don't know if this is me trying to be an optimist. I don't know if this is me being gullible. I don't know what it is. Canales has said a bunch of times that he's going to run an offense that plays to the strengths of the players on the field and away from their weaknesses. And with guys like Plummer and Luton, that's what we saw, I thought. We're going to talk more preseason football as the show rolls on. We'll get to some NFL. We'll get to some college ball as well. We'll make our first couple of conference championship predictions today on the show. It's all coming up over the next 4 hours of sports talk excellence. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show's on the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, 6:25 in the morning on a Monday. Happy Monday, my dudes and dudettes. Rob Brown and the great Alonzo with you. This AM BA part of the show at 8:40. No, I lied to you. Can't do phone calls today. That's the bummer from working from the house, unfortunately. But the text line is open at 71307. Start your text with fan. That will be your primary method of communications with the show today. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with fan, FAM. We'll read them on the air. You can also shoot us a tweet at The Rob Brown Show. The Rob Brown Show. You can go ahead and tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word, and you can get all of us at The Fan Upstate if you want to go at us in that direction. So no phones today, unfortunately, but you can shoot us a text on the text line at 71307 to get in touch with the show today. We started the show off with a little bit of Carolina Panther football as we have our second preseason game, this one against the New York Jets. And of course, you know, it wasn't just Bryce Young. And obviously, with any NFL team, you're going to dial in on the quarterback, right? Like, that's just the league that we work in now. It is a quarterback-driven league, whether you like it or not.
I want to interrupt for a second. Brock Purdy played last night. His receivers, his running backs didn't play, but Brock Purdy played last night.
Sure. And also, I think you saw why, because Brock don't look great. Would you look at that? Just like Rob Brown said, when Brock Purdy's not working with the most talented skill set out there, Brock Purdy looks remarkably average. Here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we were having a discussion yesterday, had a little get-together with some friends, and we were having a discussion about this yesterday. With the three-game preseason being what it is now, with the three-game preseason, every coach is handling this differently. Every coach is approaching this differently. There are coaches like Andy Reid who have decided that all of his starters are going out there and all of his starters are playing a full half. There were a handful of coaches who threw all of their starters out there, but their starters played two series or maybe one quarter. There were some coaches out there who decided to put one or two starters out there. You just mentioned one, Brock Purdy. No Debo, no Ayuk. Obviously, Ayuk's not going to be out there, but no Kittle, no McCaffrey. But he threw Brock Purdy out there. Every coach is handling this different. So this is one of the reasons that while I have my opinions, one of those opinions being that, yeah, I think you need to be getting Bryce Young as many reps as you can get him right now. This is one of the reasons I'm not like fuming over it, because I don't think that as of now, a couple of years into the three-game preseason, I don't think there is anywhere close to a consensus about the right way to handle that, right? Like, and not just the right way to handle that, but I think the right way to handle that might be different from player, guy to guy, right? Aaron Rodgers is a perfect example. The guy that did not play for the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is a perfect example. Does Aaron Rodgers have a ton of time served? Yes. Is Aaron Rodgers an aged veteran that has been out there plenty of times? Yes. But let's not also forget that Aaron Rodgers has played in the New York Jets offense for 6 minutes, right? Like, he's been there technically 6 minutes. Now, he's had 2 years to digest the playbook, to work hand in hand with the Jets offensive coaching staff, to kind of be the guy on the offensive side of the field. But he's played 6 minutes of football. So I feel like all these arguments we're making about why Bryce Young probably should have played in week 2, I could make the same argument about a lot of other starting quarterbacks that did not play, including the guy that was in street clothes on the other side of the field on Saturday and Aaron Rodgers. I am willing to give coaches, and this is going to sound probably funny, to be honest with you, I am willing to give coaches, Lonzo, whether it's true or not, the benefit of the doubt that maybe they know their team and personnel better than me. Some of them do. I'm sure some of them don't.
Sounds far-fetched. I don't
give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's far-fetched. I don't know why you would think of that. It's an illusion. That can't be real.
It can't be real. But yet, I am willing to, for the preseason, suspend disbelief and pretend that it is, okay? So I'm going to give Dave Canales the benefit of the doubt. And even if it's not the benefit of the doubt, I'm also going to say it's the guy's first year wearing the visor. It's the first year wearing the headset. It's the first year calling the shots. It's the first year being the BMOC. And if it's his first year being the BMOC, just like a rookie quarterback, we always want to give them time to figure it out, right? Well, a lot of us want to give them time to figure it out. Some of us want to see them come in and be the savior right out of the gate. But most of us are willing to give a grace period for a rookie quarterback to find their stride, to find out who they are, to get it right in the NFL. I'm willing to do that for a rookie head coach. I might feel a little different if this was, you know, Dave Canales' third year and Dave Canales was coming in after, say, like back-to-back 7-10, 6-11 seasons. He had done this. This is his third year. I might feel a little different. I might go, all right, what you've been doing ain't worked. So maybe do something you ain't been doing and see if that works. But it is just like it is Bryce Young's first year. It's Dave Canales' first year as the head coach of this organization. And so I'm happy to let him experiment a little bit to find his stride, because while he's been around preseasons, he's not been in charge of one. And part of the reason that Canales is here, Lonzo, I think part of the reason he's here is you are banking on this cat being an innovator, right? You are banking on this cat having a different perspective on football. You are banking on this cat having a different way of eyeballing and orchestrating a team in the game. So I'm not gonna get my knickers in a twist over all of this. I'm just gonna say, do I think he should have got some reps? Yes. Would I felt more comfortable if he got some reps? Yes. All of those things are absolutely and obviously true, but I'm willing to let the new coach make the call, a guy that, by the way, is also here not just because he's an innovator, but because he's a quarterback whisperer, or at least you hope he is. I'm willing to say, I will let Dave Canales be Dave Canales until he blows it.
See, that's the problem. The quarterback whisperer is whispering, and it seems like the quarterback isn't listening. That's what I'm worried about.
I mean, how have you arrived at that conclusion?
Well, is he good or is he bad? I don't know. You know why? Because I haven't seen him. Not even for a series. I don't know if Canales has made a difference or not with Bryce Young. If he comes out for a couple series and I just watch his feet, never watch anything to do with his throwing lanes or anything like that. Just watch his feet and see if he is developing patience. And I know some of that has to do with trying not to die. I get that. But still, if I can watch his feet and not his throwing motion, nothing else, and see that Dave Canales has made a difference, but we can't. Oh, he's doing really good in practice. Okay, right. But I want to see it in a game, and we're just not seeing it yet. Will we see it in game three? That's the big question.
Yeah, I don't want to sound as if I'm disagreeing with what you're saying, because I'm not. What I am going to say is, and I think this is one of those reasons that I have said as a joke, but not fully joking. And this is obviously not directed at you. This is the sentiment that I hold. The preseason is not for casuals. And what I mean by that is, it's not for casual football watching. And what I mean by that is, we see what happens that is televised on a Saturday evening in a preseason game, which are designed to be broadcast as a real football game, even though they're not, right? What we have not seen, or at least not seen much of, is what happened on Thursday when the Jets and Panthers had their joint practice. A joint practice in which we have gotten multiple reports and talked to Rashad Beard about last Thursday. A joint practice where they ran an 11-on-11 scrimmage. And during that 11-on-11 scrimmage, Bryce Young apparently looked good. Like, not okay. He apparently looked good. And if that's the case, maybe you didn't need to see him on Saturday in a game that didn't matter when you saw him in the 1v1s looking good on Thursday. We'll talk more about it as the show rolls on. We got to get to some college football and more. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob and the great one, Lonzo, with you here on a Monday Upstate morning. Great to be with you. I am Rob Brown. I got to get to some audio here, because while it's not going to have a huge impact in the world of sports, it had a big impact on Rob Brown, because as those of you who have listened for any length of time to Lonzo make jokes about it, you know that I am turning 40. What month is this? August, September, October, November, December, January. Oh, I'm half a year away.
What month is this? I don't know what to do. Yeah. It's hot outside. I don't know.
I was going to look at my phone, but you kids in your damn technology, right? So 6 months away.
Hey, does your phone have those really big buttons?
No, I do not. I haven't reached the age where I need a jitterbug quite yet, but we're well on the way. We're well on the way. So I turned 40 in 6 months, and there are days, great one, that I feel like I'm totally good with it, right? Like I accept it. It's fine. It's 40. Like, if this was a video game, I would consider the halfway save point, right? If this was a video game, I'd say I'm halfway to the final boss. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And then there's other days where I, where I watch television and it hurts my feelings a little bit. Like, for instance, yesterday I was watching a little WNBA, Caitlin Clark yesterday, and we're going to talk about this later in the show. Caitlin Clark yesterday set the WNBA rookie single season assist record. And oh, by the way, she's still got 12 more games left to play. And they were talking on the broadcast about her, and they said, Caitlin Clark, at 22 years of age, her WNBA rookie season underway. And I went, 22. I remember 22. It was a long time ago, but I remember 22. 22 was good. And then they go, yep. Born in 2002. And I don't know why that was what it took to stab me in the gut with the fact that I'm almost 40, but it did, right? So then last night, I'm watching the Saints and the 49ers in a preseason contest. And out trots a good number of the Saints starters, including former or future first-round Hall of Fame player Derek Carr. Now, I was already in a spot where I was feeling a bit aged due to some realizations that I had had throughout the course of the day. Like the fact that on Saturday, I spent a solid 2 hours on my back in my driveway underneath my vehicle trying to get it fixed. And I felt every one of those 2 hours the next day. Well, as I'm watching this game, they go to Derek Carr. And they asked Derek Carr, and I don't remember the exact question that they asked Derek Carr, but it was something along the lines of, hey, man, you're the aged veteran in this locker room. You're the old guy. Have you had your old guy moment yet? And this is how Derek Carr responded to that. That is Derek Carr responding to the question, when did you realize you were the old guy in the locker room? Now, Jake Haener is a backup quarterback for the Saints. He is 25 years of age. Spencer Rattler is a backup quarterback for this team. He is 23 years of age. It is likely one of them will be making the team as QB2. The other will be kept in the wings, either on the practice squad or, frankly, one of those two other guys is going to get a backup job somewhere else. Either way, Derek Carr's response was when he realized that neither of his two youthful backup quarterbacks has seen the movie Major League, and one of the two has not seen noted good football movie, Remember the Titans.
I've never seen Remember the Titans. I know what it's about, but I've definitely seen Major League many times.
The fact that, Zoe, and I'm going to tell you, it is good that you said this before the Madre Rhonda Brown started listening, because she would be all over you for it. Remember the Titans, if I asked you, scratch that, if you asked me to Mount Rushmore football movies, Remember the Titans is on it, okay? It is, and I know that, and Zoe and I have had this conversation, I think we've probably had it on air many times, that Zoe sometimes won't watch movies just because other people in mass say to watch the movie. Zoe, I am going to say, all of the times in years gone by, when I've said, have you seen, and you said no, because, you know, everybody else tells me to watch it, and the expectations are so high because of that fact that I know if I'm watching it, I'm going to be disappointed. I can guarantee that this movie will live up to the expectation. I can guarantee this movie is going to live up.
But here's the thing. So I looked it up. It came out in 2000. I was 32. It was in that period, and we've talked about movies in a certain period of my life where I had no money. And this came out in a certain period of my life where I had no money. So I've missed a bunch of movies that are considered really good during that time, and I just haven't went back and watched them because of clips and because people talking about stuff, I know everything about the movies. So what's the point of watching? I'm not going to be. So you talk about being spoiled. I've been majorly spoiled. So I'm not going to see anything new by watching it.
You know the result of many a wrestling match before that wrestling match takes place. It's never stopped you from watching a SummerSlam. It's never stopped you from watching individual matches in a wrestling show.
That's different because wrestling is live and things can go wrong. Things can be there's still a bit of having to improv as far as wrestling goes. The scenes in a movie are set, especially if a movie has been out for a while. Those scenes are not going to change. If I already know about them, then I don't need to go watch them in sequence because that's basically what it is.
I'm going to go with if your view, and I'm not saying it is, I'm making an assumption here, correct.
Quit trying to be so nice to me today. It's just because you're not here and, you know, you can't reach across the board and I could just turn you completely off.
That's it. I can't commit acts of violence in the studio today. That's absolutely right. If the perception of this movie is, Denzel Washington brings the black guys and the white guys together to make a good football team, which is what the movie is. So we're clear. That's what the movie is.
By the way, I lived that except for the good part because we were never good, right. But I'd lived that. So
this is, and I mean it, like I said, if you ask me to Mount Rushmore football movies, this one is on it. It is not just that message. It's just a great movie. But to finish up the Derek Carr thought before we end the segment, the fact that he's got two kids on his team who haven't seen Major League and remember the Titans, I said to myself, oh, goodness gracious me, oh my, oh. That is very painful. And then I remembered the Derek Carr, considered the old man in the quarterback room because his two backups, Hayner and Rattler, have not seen Major League and remember the Titans, is 7 years my junior. Derek Carr is 33 years old, and we are talking about him as if he needs a walker to get onto the football field. We are talking to him as if his car breaks down at the Saints facility. The AARP is who is going to bail him out. We are talking about Derek Carr as if someone has to mash up his food for him every evening so that he can gum down his dinner. We are talking about Derek Carr as if he is very, very old. And I know that this segment is not compelling for many of you because many of you went, okay, Junior, whatever you say. But and I don't know why this was that moment for me. But for some reason, when Derek Carr not just was labeled the old man in the locker room, but when he was labeled the old man in the locker room and he willingly accepted that title, right? He didn't push back. He could have been like, yo, who says I'm the old man in the locker room? Yeah, I'm older than those guys. Why can't it be that they're the young guys in the locker room and I'm a regular, right? No. He didn't push back. He went, yeah, that's definitely me. I'm definitely the old guy in the locker room. And then the realization that this man is 7 years younger than me. Don't like that. Don't like that. Not one bit. That's not good. That's not fun. Not appreciative, Derek. All right. Fight back. You're not the old man. You're a youthful, vigorous spirit, my man. You're a future first ballot NFL Hall of Famer, but that's way in the future because you are very young and very handsome, by the way. All right. So just own it. Own it. Fight back. I don't need you acknowledging your youth because I acknowledge mine and I'm way older. I don't like that at all.
He didn't look too bad last night in the game either. So
he had a couple of bright spots. Again, I'm so tired of fighting this fight. I've been having this fight with Saints fans for a year now. Derek Carr's not the problem. Derek Carr is remarkably consistent. Derek Carr is accurate. He's quick with the ball. Derek Carr, I've made all the jokes I know. No, I don't think Derek Carr is going to the Hall of Fame. It's a joke, all right? But Derek Carr is absolutely a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Probably hanging out at 7 or 8. Absolutely a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. This is why I'm so mad at keeping Dennis Allen around. Because Derek Carr ain't the problem. And he showed it again, and he'll show it again next year. Remember, last year, a year in which he completed, what was it, just shy of 60% and threw for a whole lot of yards, he did so where he had like 10 games where he was banged up and hurt, and he kept coming out and performing. This guy can ball. We just suck. Ugh. Hey, when we come back, we got your water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your friends. We'll give you the water cooler cheat sheet, and then we start going through day by day, conference by conference, and giving you our preseason conference championship selections. That is all coming up after Lonzo dazzles you with this sports flash.
All right, I might bedazzle you, but it's still dazzling in some form. Former South Carolina Gamecock Adrian Wilson has etched her name in the history books again, scoring 34 and grabbing 13 boards in an 87-71 win over the LA Sparks. The stat line is Wilson's 17th 2010 game this season, which breaks her own record of 16 for most in a single WNBA season. Wilson also became the first WNBA player in history, multiple games of 30 points, 10 boards, and 5 steals. Ex-Michigan Wolverine staffer Connor Stallions has reemerged in the football world, being hired by Mumford & Sons High School in Michigan to serve as defensive coordinator. The school said Stallions is not getting paid for his services, but did have to pass a background check before being offered the job. The tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on all the latest local sports, Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.